Did Biggs finally send some goons?
No, Mom. Calm down. It's just one of my friends.
Your friends? Lorenzo, what have I told you about inviting guests over at times like these?
You haven't told me anything.
Oh. I guess I didn't. Still, this is the worst time for company. Stupid Biggs! He's late! Late!
Don't mind my mom. She gets really stressed out whenever she is bringing Uncle Aleph back from the dead.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Tell me about it. You would think after the first two times she did it.
Lorenda, did your uncle happen to go by the name Dark Pegasus?
Dark Pegasus. Such a retarded name. I told him that many times. Always better to have your real name be attached to your deeds, I say. Huh. Speaking of attached, I guess it's a good thing I haven't finished laying out this pit trap.
How so? Are you adding spikes?
Oh, no. Already added those. I haven't installed the trampoline yet. So, friend of Lorenda. I may be crazy, but someone who knows Aleph by his nickname showing up strikes me as a little crazy as well. Am I right? I am. So, did Big send you Mr. What is your name?
Dan. Daniel Tifiona.
What? Did you just say Daniel Tifiona? Oh my. This has just gotten awkward. And I think I like it. Well now, we simply must battle.
What? Mom?
Oh, don't worry about it, dear. It won't be fatal. Just a spar. This is the fellow who's been killing Aleph. I can't miss an opportunity to see if I'm better than my brother. I've always wanted to face off against my brother's slayer. To see if it was skill or luck that resides in his young, limber-looking... Actually, now that I think about it, I don't really want to fight him anymore.
Mom! What are you doing, Mom? Knock it off!
Seriously, sweetie. If you want me to stop, you need to start making uglier friends. I mean, really! Look at him! He's incubus level hot! Why have you not tied him to your bed yet?
This is not a conversation I want to have in front of my friend, Mom.
Honey, do you have the gay?
What is wrong with you? For the last time, I am not gay, Mom.
You can be honest. I have prepared myself to love you no matter what.